Welcome to the Dollars and Cents Radio Show with your host, accountant and author Carol Topp, the homeschool CPA. Carol takes confusing topics such as money and business and puts them into clear English. She's ready to share her knowledge with you on today's show.
Well, welcome back to the Dollars and Cents Show, everybody. This is Carol Topp from homeschoolcpa.com. It is nearly the end of 2017. Oh my goodness, I hope it was a good year for you. I have to say, overall, it was a very good year for me, for Homeschool CPA. Met a lot of you at various conferences and social media sites and talked to a lot of you on the telephone. So that's been a good year. Hey, I hope you enjoyed the last two episodes I did about Unplug the Christmas Machine. They were repeats of podcasts I did, several years back, but, you know, just oldies but goodies, just about how we can always remember the real reason for the season. It was the birth of Jesus Christ and not stuff and not doing things. So I hope you're inspired by the things I shared in those two podcasts. Since we're near the end of the year, I want to get back to talking about some tips for homeschool leaders. And one thing I want to talk about that you need to know about that happens near the end of the year is giving tax forms to anybody that your homeschool organization or your homeschool business has paid for services. And that is this form called a 1099 miscellaneous. It's an IRS form that you are required to give to anybody who you paid more than $600 in a calendar year. And you have to send a copy to the IRS. So these are for people that you pay, typically your independent contractors. And for homeschool groups, that might be, you know, a bookkeeper. Some of you might have paid me, you know, as an accountant. You might have paid teachers, although that's debatable whether they should be independent contractors or not. Have a lot of blog posts and podcasts about that whole topic. But let's assume that you just need to comply with the law because you paid someone more than $600 in a calendar year. Don't think about your school year, think about the calendar year, because that's how we in the United States operate our income tax on a calendar year. Okay, so you have to give this 1099 miscellaneous form. But before you can sit down and just preparing them, I got to give a little background on, you know, what to do. Well, first of all, I'm going to assume that you have been, keeping good records all year long so you can track who you did pay more than $600 to. I hope you're using some sort of accounting software, at the very minimum, an electronic spreadsheet, or maybe something like QuickBooks or Wave apps or something like that. Hey, in the new year, I'm going to do some shows about money management tips, and one of them will be devoted to software packages. But anyway, find out who you've paid more than $600 a year. Hopefully it's a little more automatic than just looking through the checkbook and adding things up. But if that's what you have to do, that's what you have to do. Then you need the information from the person that you have paid. You need their legal name. You need their address. You need their Social Security number. Now, you could just ask them for that, but really the official way to collect that information is to use a form called, it's an IRS form called a W-9. So you can head on over to irs.gov, type in W-9, and look at this form. And it's what it's called something like Request for Taxpayer Information. You ask the person that you're going to pay, or you have paid, to fill out that form. I personally think you should collect a W-9 before you pay anybody, a teacher or anybody who's an independent contractor. But sometimes you don't till you actually realize, I don't have their Social Security number and I need to have that to comply with the law to give them a 1099 miscellaneous. So go ahead and collect those W-9s. You don't have to send them to the IRS. They're just a nice form where you can officially collect that information. Keep those forms confidential and private, though, because they do have people's Social Security numbers on them. Okay. So, you have added up who you owed, or you paid more than $600 to, and you have gotten their information. Now it's time to go fill out the form. Well, let me back up a little bit. Let's talk about that $600. You may think, that's easy to see. I can just figure out who I wrote checks to. But if you give your independent contractors some kind of benefits, the most common being free tuition, then that is considered taxable compensation and needs to be added, the value of that, quote, free tuition needs to be added in addition to what they were actually paid for teaching. Got that? That's confusing to you. You might need to drop me an email, carol@homeschoolcpa.com. I know I have a blog post, at the very least, maybe a podcast, but I think just a blog post about that whole issue of if you're giving an independent contractor benefits, for the most part, that means like free tuition because their child is attending your homeschool program as well as them teaching. The value of that tuition that they never had to pay for has to be included in their taxable income. So you have to add that to the 1099 miscellaneous as well. And you put that number in box 7 on the 1099 miscellaneous, which is labeled non-employee compensation. So it's, again, what you've paid them in actual cash and any of these, quote, benefits that are taxable benefits that they might have received from you, like the free tuition. What you don't need to include in there is, say, you reimburse them for some expenses that they had. And this is done a lot in homeschool groups, and I get asked this a lot. You know, like our chairman of the board goes and buys office supplies or snacks. I paid her, you know, back for those things. Does she have to get a 1099 miscellaneous? No. The 1099 miscellaneous is when you pay independent contractors, not your volunteers, and you pay them compensation for their services, not reimbursement for the expenses of running the co-op or homeschool group or classical conversations community. Lots of different types of organizations that I serve out there. So, you're sitting down and filling out the 1099 miscellaneous. Here's part of a problem. Even though you can see the forms at irs.gov, you can't print out those forms and use them because it's a special IRS-colored red ink that only their machines can read, so your home printer can't print out a form that the IRS can read. So, you've got three choices, okay? Cheap but inconvenient, expensive, and somewhere in between. The cheap but rather inconvenient is to request 1099 miscellaneous forms from the IRS. And they'll send you, you know, the 1099 miscellaneous as well as something called a 1096, which is like a cover sheet for the 1099 miscellaneous forms. You got to request the whole package. Make sure you know about that, 1096. Okay, that's free. They'll send it to you for free. You got to go to irs.gov, order forms. The other end of the spectrum would be the most expensive, but, you know, probably most convenient, is to go to an office supply store. You know, your local Staples or Office Max or Office Depot or something like that. And usually in January, December and January, they're selling these 1099 miscellaneous packs. And you probably have to buy 25 of them. All right, and there's probably included in there a CD with some software on it to help you fill it out. And then you feed it through your printer, you shove it in the envelopes, make sure you get stamps, the whole rigmarole. Make sure you send that 1096, that's the cover sheet for the 1099 miscellaneouses, to the IRS, and make sure you get the address, yada, yada, yada. I did that for many years. Went to the office supply store, would buy the pack, because they always sell them in packs of 25. You can't buy just four. You only need four. Sorry, touch 25. Now, though, I file my 1099 miscellaneous as if I owe anybody a 1099 miscellaneous. Again, if they made more than $600 in a calendar year for their services, you have to send them one. Now I use an online filing service. I use one called Yearly. Yearli. It's put out by an organization called Greatland, and I like that very much. I just sit down, and probably in less than 20 minutes, I have done my filing online. Type in the person's name, social security number, address, how much I paid them. And what Yearly does is sends a copy to the independent contractor, a copy to the IRS, and then creates a PDF, which you can print out if you want a hard copy or just, you know, keep an electronic copy. I recommend both, but you get a copy. So, and then they tell you, oh, it's been electronically filed. Oh, the IRS has accepted it. You're done. And they charge something like $4.50 or $4.95 per 1099, meaning per independent contractor. I think that's a bargain for what they do and for the ease of doing it. I don't have to mess with, you know, pushing forms through my printer, getting the alignment right, hoping I didn't mess up, looking up the addresses, none of that. So I highly recommend that you consider using something like Yearly, Yearly.com. If you want a discount code, I will be putting that in my show notes or look on my website, homeschoolcpa.com. I can give you a discount code to get 15% off your price, you know, because I'll refer you. Whatever. It'll save you a little bit. Okay, so we have talked about giving these 1099 miscellaneous. Oh, did I tell you the due date? That's kind of important. The due date of when it has to go to the IRS and has to be to your independent contractor is January 31st. That means now during the month of December, if you're done paying people, you can prepare these, or in the month of January, you have got to get these done. There are pretty severe penalties if you're late, like $30 for each 1099 miscellaneous, between $30 and $100, depending on how late you are. You don't want to pay those fines. So get it done before January 31st. Copy to the IRS, copy to the independent contractor themselves, or just hop on Yearly, do it through them, and they'll take care of making sure it gets to them. Okay. One last other thing. If the person you're paying, you hire them as an individual, okay? But if the business that they own is a corporation, you don't have to give them a 1099 miscellaneous. Well, how do you know if they're a corporation? Remember that form I said that you give them a W-9 to collect their name, address, and Social Security number? Well, on that form, that W-9, they should check a box to say whether they are a corporation or a partnership or a sole proprietor. Probably 99.9% of your independent contractors in a homeschool group are sole proprietors. You might hire like a website guru and he might actually have his business formed as a corporation. That happened with me. I hired a guy to help do some updates to my website. When I requested a W-9 from him, he said, actually, you hired me personally, but my business is a corporation, so I did not have to give him a 1099 miscellaneous. Hey, I hope this is helpful. Part of your to-do list during the years we wind down here, especially early in the month of January, get those 1099 miscellaneouses into the hands of your independent contractors. If you have any questions about, oh gosh, what am I supposed to put? I gave my independent contractor teacher some other benefits, didn't charge her for a class her kid took, whatever. Drop me an email and we can clarify and either talk about it. Sometimes telephone is easiest, or I do answer questions via email. So mostly I'm doing this to try to keep you out of trouble, to try to keep you know what your obligations are, to keep the IRS off of your case, keep you out of trouble. That's what this is all about. I won't be doing a podcast next week, going to take a little Christmas break, but I will be back in 2018 with more podcasts to help you run your homeschool organization better. Like I said, I'm planning a mini-series, maybe 6 or so podcasts on money management tips, things like software you can use, how to read a financial statement, tips about doing bank reconciliations and important stuff like that. Kind of all my CPA brain stuff here, helping you guys run your organizations. Thank you for all you do, and I hope you have a very Merry Christmas and wonderful Happy New Year.
Thank you for joining the Dollars and Cents Radio Show with Carol Topp here at the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. For more helpful information, visit Carol at her website, homeschoolcpa.com.